الله تبارك وتعالى has stated in Quran Majeed, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever adopts taqwa, Allah will create for him a way of salvation, a way to get out of difficulties. Now, what is taqwa? Taqwa is refraining from all such acts which distance you from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, this will be categorized. That act which takes you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forever, that is known as disbelief and shirk, or leaving your faith. Now, a one step down which takes you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is misguidance. And then something takes you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala or becomes a means of his displeasure is a major sin, or it can be a minor sin. And then there are certain acts which take one away from a certain status of closeness of Allah. And that is following your nafs, your carnal desires, temptations, and so forth. In fact, basically, taqwa is to refrain from any act which destroys one's hereafter, right? Now, when you talk about high levels in taqwa, so it also includes that refraining from any act which could take you away from the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even that act is not a sin. These can include desires, temptations, luxuries, prioritizing your own wishes and desires, and even having focus towards other than Allah. They can become means of getting away from the proximity of Allah. Hence, for a layman, very basic understanding about taqwa is that one should refrain from every major and minor sin. By doing so, you will attain taqwa, and in reward, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will take you out of difficulties. While here, I would like to add one thing, that you see many pious people in difficulties who have taqwa. Right? There are two answers for this. Number one is, that if a pious person is in difficulty, that does not happen due to punishment of Allah, rather it's a test of Allah. That happens to raise his status. If a student sits in examination hall, he is actually put into difficulty, meaning sitting in examination is a difficult task. But he has to go through this difficulty in order to attain degree. So this student is going through this difficult task in order to get reward. And in result, he will be promoted to next level. So a person is in difficult situation standing out in hot weather without shade and a person sitting in examination. The nature of difficult situation for both of them is different.